Hello, I'm Yang Li. Welcome to the seventh chapter of the BBC series, A Royal Romance and an Everyday Love Story. So far, we have learned about how their paths crossed, how their love blossomed from a friendship, and how the men popped the question, What's next? 在求婚的惊喜和激动之后，两位男子是不是要上门求亲，取得对方父亲的同意，才算最后敲定婚事呢？这是不是英国的传统习俗呢？请听我的第七个故事 Asking the father for his daughter's hand 求亲
A royal romance An everyday love story
王子婚礼与平民爱情
From BBC Learning English
威廉王子和凯特小姐在宣布订婚之后接受了 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 的采访请大家边听边思考两个问题第一，威廉为什么没有先去向凯特的父亲迈克求亲呢？第二，凯特用什么短语来形容他母亲特别高兴
？Well, I was torn between asking Kate's dad first, and then the realization that he might actually say no dawned upon me. So I thought if I ask Kate first, then he can't really say no. So I did that way round and managed to speak to Mike sort of soon after it happened, really, and then it sort of happened from there.
Kate, what did your mum say?
Well, I think as any mother would be, she was absolutely over the moon. And actually we had quite an awkward situation because I knew, and I knew that William had asked my father, but I didn't know if my mother knew. So I came back from Scotland and my mother made it sort of, didn't make it clear to me whether she knew or not. So both of us were there sort of looking at each other and feeling quite awkward about it. But It was amazing to tell her, and obviously she was very happy for us.
BBCUKChina.com
That was William and Kate. Now let's check your answers to the two comprehension questions. 第一，威廉为什么没有先去向凯特的父亲 Mike 去求亲呢？ Because he feared that the father might say no. 第二，凯特用什么短语来形容他母亲特别高兴？She said that her mother was absolutely over the moon, 心满意足。Although it is now quite old-fashioned, British tradition has it that a man should ask the father for his daughter's hand in marriage. Now let's turn to our regular guests, who have been sharing their love journey with us. 早些时候，我把两位请到了 BBC 的演播室。Well, as you would expect, Prince William was quite traditional and asked Kate's dad for her hand in marriage. He asked him if he could marry her. David, did you speak to Jennifer's dad?
No, I didn't actually. Jenny's dad lived in France and I didn't actually get the opportunity to speak to him before I actually popped the question, so I didn't. Jenny grew up with her mum and she's a lot closer with her mum, so I think on that kind of traditional note, I think I probably would have asked Jenny's mum, because Jenny's mum and dad are divorced, but I didn't trust to... If I asked Jenny's mum, I didn't trust her to keep the secret, to be honest.
She would have been far too overexcited.
I didn't do that, no.
And it was probably for the best. I think Dave made the right decision with that.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是思想斗争 To be torn between doing something.
Well, I was torn between asking Kate's dad first and then the realization that he might actually say no dawned upon me. So I thought if I ask Kate first, then he can't really say no.
极为高兴的 To be over the moon
Well, I think as any mother would be She was absolutely over the moon
保守秘密 To keep the secret
If I asked Jenny's mum I didn't trust her to keep the secret To be honest
She would have been far too overexcited
I didn't do that, no
It sounds like there isn't a hard and fast rule about whether you should ask for the father's approval before marriage. William did, and David didn't. What is important, though, is that both parents are over the moon, as Kate described her mother. As for Jennifer's mother, she would have been far too excited to keep the secret. Anyway, always well that ends well. Both couples are now on course for the big day and beyond, planning for their future. What is the biggest challenge for Kate as the future queen and Jennifer as the future Mrs. Langrish? Join me again next week here on bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye.
Isn't it a lovely day when you look and smile my way? Skies are blue, trees so green, make it such a lovely day. Golden sunshine in your hair.